Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was entrusted by the United States government with access to sensitive information that could cause grave damage if shared. At least 3 people are dead and dozens are injured after a tornado touched down in the Texas panhandle city of Perryton. The town of over 8,000 was without power last night as the twister left widespread damage. Officials say more than 75 people were injured. The Perryton Fire Chief, Paul Dutcher.
We've got one trailer on fire. We've got multiple trailers destroyed.
2 people are injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade for the NBA team.
Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas held a press conference with some details.
I understand that there were people that were leaving from the downtown area when this incident occurred, and we had a black male firing a weapon, striking 2 individuals. We believe that this was a targeted incident.
A crowd of hundreds of thousands gathered in Denver to celebrate the franchise's first NBA title. 10 people were injured in a shooting near Ball Arena. I'm Dave Collins.
Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he had abdominal surgery 9 days earlier to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring. 86-year-old Francis left in a wheelchair, smiling and waving and saying thanks to a crowd of well-wishers. He then stood up and got into a small Vatican car waiting for him. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More senators want to know more about the proposed merger of 2 pro-golf organizations.
First, it was the Senate Investigations Committee. Now the Senate Finance Committee is opening what's called a wide-ranging investigation into the finances surrounding the PGA Tour's deal with a Saudi Arabian public investment fund, the principal owner of the LIV Golf Tour. Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon says the deal raises questions about whether the PGA Tour can continue to enjoy tax-exempt status after tying itself to the authoritarian Saudi regime. Wyden has also called on the Justice Department's antitrust division to scrutinize the deal. I'm Richard Johnson.
Several U.S. federal government agencies are scrambling from a global cyber attack.
The hack attack compromised the widely used MOVEit software on Thursday. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was working on it. A certain Russian-speaking ransomware group has done this in the past, but it's not yet clear if they're behind this breach. This adds to a growing number of victims of a hacking campaign that started 2 weeks ago, hitting major American universities and state governments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Virgin Galactic plans to launch its first commercial space tourism flight late this month. Billionaire Richard Branson's company said yesterday the flight is targeting a launch window that opens June 27th and runs through June 30th. A second commercial flight is planned for early August, followed by flights every month after that. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, huh? Happy Friday. As we head into Father's Day, hope it's going to be a great Father's Day for you. And, you know, for those of us who celebrate our fathers in spirit as well, may you be blessed and may you feel the face of God shining upon you as you remember your dads and honor them, and as your children honor you, I'm so grateful, you know, for fathers. We had a great interview and conversation with Roland Warren yesterday, the CEO of CareNet, and he's got a special that's going to be airing on TBN, by the way, so check it out tonight. I think it's going to air three times today, and you can go to the TBN guide and see it. It's all about dads. You know, some great guests there talking about, you know, about fathers and the importance of fathers. You know, because we've been hearing for the last decades all this bad thing, all these bad things about dad, right? You know, I mean, you see them on television, the way they're portrayed. And as I shared with Roland, you know, when we were kids growing up, we had Father's Knows Best and all these other family-friendly movies, really. And the father was elevated. But, man, I'll tell you, it did not take long for the father, whatever stool or whatever pedestal he might have been on, I mean, the media and everybody just crushed it and crushed fathers, you know, and to what end? Because look at what we have today. I mean, we have a pandemic of fatherlessness, and I understand there's some other contributing factors. The fact that so many kids, especially people of color, don't have their fathers. They're raised without a father, and it just shouldn't be that way. You know, for many reasons, and it's just a direct violation of what God had intended for his creation. So, you know, defiantly, people think they know a better way. And what have they done? They've messed things up all the more. You know, a little sidebar here. People have been yelling and screaming for so long as we find out more about what happened with the Russian collusion. We said this early on. We knew that this was a scam with Oppo Research that started from Hillary Clinton. And it's been said time and again, you know, where are the consequences? You know, who's going to pay for this? I mean, you know, just looking at, you know, the indictment of Donald Trump and all that they went through, you know, the PSA indictment and impeachment and over the Russian collusion and special counsels and everything, you know, probably upwards of $100 million. $100 million. I mean, that's disgusting. That should be on us. We the people, we're paying the bill. And James Comey knew that it was a farce. The FBI knew it was a farce. But they went ahead and did it anyway because they had to protect their guy to make sure that Joe Biden got into office, right? Well, Ana Paulina Luna, the freshman congresswoman here in Florida, you know, bless her heart, I mean, she did something about it. She said, hey, look, I'm proposing a motion here that is going to censure Schiff and cause him to pay, you know, like serious dollars, like $16 million. Wow, I mean, it's pretty aggressive. I mean, you imagine if that went through, that might really pucker up a lot of a lot of liars, and people think that they can get away with stuff. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough backbone there, especially in the Republican Party. And I think maybe the $16 million might be a little hefty price to pay, because they know, as all things happen on the Beltway, what cometh goeth, and it goes around. And they figured, hey, they didn't want to fire a cannon that was going to come back and hit them. Right now, we've got our guest, and I want to bring him on, Arcourt Kirkwood, longtime contributor to The New American and a former newspaper editor. Court, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation. We'll talk about the Durham report. But first of all, I want to get your read on what Representative Luna did in, you know, putting forth before Congress, the House, this censure of Adam Schiff. First of all, acknowledging what he did in misrepresenting and putting out a narrative. Here he is, the chair of a committee that has privileged information, and he's speaking of things that he really he just made up in his mind, and suggesting that Trump was, you know, absolutely guilty. He was definitely going to be perp walking and spend the, you know, rest of his life in jail again. We hear this, and and we paid for it. We the people paid for it. He didn't pay one dime, I don't think. Maybe he is a taxpayer, so maybe paid a little bit, pequeño. But he didn't pay what we the people paid because of his lies and his bitter partisanship.
Well, I mean, Schiff was part of the machine trying to destroy Trump, so he didn't care whether what he said was true. The object wasn't to tell the truth. The object was to destroy Donald Trump. And, the censure motion obviously is perfectly appropriate given what Schiff did. Whether it'll go anywhere is another question. Yeah, the Republicans are not exactly, stalwarts when it comes to doing the right thing.
Right. Well, it failed its first round, but so what she's doing is she's filing another motion and taking out the $16 million fine.
Yes, well, the point ought to be to censure the guy, not to make him pay $16 million. For one thing, he probably doesn't have $16 million, so that's pointless. But the fact that it failed tells you everything you need to know about the stupid party.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they why are they not impeached Biden yet?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about it.
Right.
I ran across Twitter this morning, and what's his name, Comer of Kentucky, is talking about more bribes. Okay, well, great. There's more bribes. Well, what are you going to do with that information?
Right.
Poke holes in the air? I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to put up their index finger, poke holes in the air, you know, deliver and unbosom a lot of rhetoric, and nothing's going to happen. Biden should have been impeached by now.
Yeah.
He will not be convicted in the Senate, but he should have been impeached just to send the message. So should Harris and so should Mayorkas. They've all got to go.
Exactly.
But the Republicans are doing nothing. There's a reason it's called the stupid party. At least it's not the evil party. Anyway, so that's my opinion on the censure. You know, and all these grand gestures are great, and they're all fine. And you get one person that really wants to do something, but you have leadership that will do nothing. They keep talking about, I'll believe it when I see it. So just stop talking about it.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. And this thing, and I was going to say this earlier, is that this has been a long time coming, and it takes a freshman House representative to make the move and rally the troops on this. I mean, God bless her for doing it. By the way, the $16 million fine, you got to keep in mind, Adam Schiff's pretty well healed. I mean, I don't know if you knew this, but his sister supposedly is married to George Soros' son. So $16 million is probably in one of his penny loafers somewhere. He could probably borrow one of his shoes and come up with that money.
But we both know he's never going to stroke a check for $16 million.
No, I know that.
Want to make it, if they want to make out $150,000 or something, this is the problem, when they're doing something like that. It's It's a meaningless gesture. The point is to get this guy, is to punish this guy officially.
Mm. Right.
And not that he would be embarrassed. If he had any shame, he would never have done what he did to begin with. But the point is to punish this guy and let the Democrats know that everything you have done for the last 4 years to Trump, we are now going to do to you.
Amen.
This is the problem with the Republicans. You know, we don't want to get stoop to that level.
Right. Let's go to break. More from Kirkwood after this. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Our Court Kirkwood is back with us. He is the longtime contributor to the New American and former newspaper editor. And as you can tell, he has no lack of expression
an opinion for things that are incompetent and that drag along. And I'm like you, Court. I think we have to move the ball. And I understand due process can move and take its time. And the government can move when it wants to, as it demonstrated in this latest antics against Donald Trump. They find it, some papers, they come up with this narrative, you can't even believe them. I mean, as I was talking with somebody the other day, I go, you do a kind of a cross comparison, a Ben Franklin comparison of who can you trust. You got the FBI and the CIA, you got the Justice Department, and when in recent time have they told you anything that you could believe in, versus Donald Trump, who's been attacked three ways to Sunday, and most of the things that he said was happening came out true on his side of the ledger. But meanwhile, I mean, he comes through this thing, bloodied and beat up. And I think that where we are right now, the American people are starting to see, that the FBI, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden has no credibility on this issue. What do you say?
Absolutely. Now, are we talking here about the federal indictment or the Durham report?
We're going to get to the Durham report, but first, and this kind of dovetails into it because you still have that same, the same spirit and players that are involved in the Durham report involved with, with this indictment of Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, the federal indictment, I think, I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on TV, but, according to Dershowitz, he has to worry about one item in those 37 counts. And that was flashing the classified documents before the reporter.
Now, hang on one second. Can I ask you this just for a second?
Yeah.
Can you believe that Donald Trump would flash a document, maybe some other document, but can you think that there's any kind of spin narrative on what they're saying here about him? I just think I even know about Donald Trump, and not that we've had lunch or dinner or anything like that, and we're not BFFs, and we don't send messages back and forth. But based on what I've seen of this man, that sounds too incredible for me.
I don't think he had any intent to endanger national security, but they have the conversation on tape. The evidence is not in dispute. That doesn't mean he'll be convicted. I mean, or it might mean he's convicted. The problem is this, is that, because he's got a jury in Florida. So, I mean, I don't know what. But look at this. They caught that guy Sussman lying to the FBI. He was acquitted.
Right.
There's no doubt
because
he did it.
Where was he acquitted? He's acquitted in his home team area of D.C.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
So, whether Trump will, I'm assuming Trump will get a Florida jury because this is in the Southern District of Florida, this indictment. But, he did do it. I mean, the question is whether there was intent. I mean, let's use the Comey standard on not indicting Clinton. What was the intent? Now, here's the other thing. The fellow who tried to get the Clinton audio tapes declared presidential records lost in court because they said the president could take any document he wants and you have nothing to say about it. Anything he says is his.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, the prosecutors do have that decision to deal with.
Right.
I frankly don't know enough about the National Records and Archives Administration and all these laws to say, whether Trump is right or wrong. This is just the research I've done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Dershowitz is probably right, but that doesn't mean the jury's going to do the right thing and acquit on all these counts. If he gets a bad jury, he's going to get found guilty.
Yeah. You would think there would be some sort of connection in past history, and both sides, Republican, Democrat, that this has been something that had been argued previously. But again, this just seems like targeted prosecution against one man.
Prosecution. Everybody knows that. This would be
right.
Just let me quote Dershowitz. When has a president ever been indicted for taking documents out of the White House? Never.
Exactly. Right.
So it is political. I mean, look, everything about this is political. The Russia collusion thing never would have gone on if it weren't Trump. It never would have gone on. We all know that everybody knows this. Even the people that are doing it know it.
Right.
Hell, they
exactly.
admitted it. I mean, Biden stood up and said, "We are not going to let Donald Trump become president again."
Exactly. Well,
I thought that was a decision for the voters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Barack Obama said that the first time. There was no way he was going to be president. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, all the gang, they all said the same thing. We have 4 minutes left here, Courtney. I wanted to address your column or your report on the Durham report, which reveals the real collusion and the real colluders.
Yes, the real colluders were Clinton colluding with the two Russians that promoted the material in the steel helped create the material in the steel report, the steel dossier, I should say.
Right.
So yeah, that was the real clue. But the worst thing about the most interesting thing about the Durham report, or the most compelling material in it, was that it showed that the FBI had no reason to even open Crossfire Hurricane.
Exactly.
None. They had no evidence. They had no need to even open that investigation. And they did it because it was Trump. That's another example of biased. So, you know, you just can't, you know, that's the most important, I think, takeaway from that is that it shows who the colluders were. It was Clinton. And it shows that the FBI was out to get Trump, and essentially that the FBI became an adjunct of the Clinton campaign, unknowingly on the part of some of the agents, because there was some material and sources that was held back from agents who were investigating this, who were investigating it in good faith because they were doing what they were told.
Right.
And there was things that they didn't know and that they were frustrated about, at least one of them, in the Durham report. At least one agent was very upset that he had never been told what the source of some of these allegations were.
Exactly.
And, you know, when Durham said,
it taints the FBI, taints them. I mean, to the degree that their credibility has taken a big hit.
Well, as I said in my article, this is not the FBI of Chip Hardesty, Jimmy Stewart's character in the movie. This is not the FBI of the middle class American, you know, who went to a small college and then worked for the FBI, you know, catching commie spies and, you know, fighting evil. That's not what the FBI is anymore. It's become a political arm of the Democrat Party. And if that is not punished, that has to be punished.
Yes,
and of course,
severely.
Some of these people already lost their jobs.
But they still got a golden parachute, though, Court. I mean, they still let them out with their pension and that sort of thing, and that was disgusting. I mean, again,
should have been thrown in jail.
Right, exactly. No, I agree.
They have text messages between FBI agents saying, "We are going to stop Donald Trump from becoming president." Right there, that's the end of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Anybody involved with it should have lost their livelihoods. Any of them that were lawyers should have been disbarred. The entire thing was unethical. And, of course, as we now know with the wiretap of Carter Page, it was illegal.
Yeah. Well, can you say conspiracy?
Nobody should have gone to jail for this. It's absolutely. Well, I think there's been a conspiracy. There's more one person involved in it.
Right, exactly.
This wasn't one person going off on some crusade, and then we all found out of it. Oh, we didn't know what this guy was doing. They were all involved in it. We had a deputy attorney general, or whatever his title was, Rosenstein, actively discussing removing president with the 25th Amendment. That was practically treason.
Exactly.
The 25th Amendment is not for you to remove a president you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. And let's not forget James Comey move, as you mentioned earlier. You know, no reasonable prosecutor would have taken on the case against Hillary Clinton. another big lie that was perpetrated on the American people. Harcourt Kirkwood, thank you so much. He is the longtime contributor to the New American, former newspaper editor.
Here's
thank
a message
you for being with
just
us.
For the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was entrusted by the United States government with access to sensitive information that could cause grave damage if shared. At least 3 people are dead and dozens are injured after a tornado touched down in the Texas panhandle city of Perryton. The town of over 8,000 was without power last night as the twister left widespread damage. Officials say more than 75 people were injured. The Perryton Fire Chief, Paul Dutcher.
We've got one trailer on fire. We've got multiple trailers destroyed.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is DeRoy Murdoch time, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, all the orange smoke is gone, but the vending machines are still there, and Eric Adams is still not sure what to do with all the pride that's flowing all over the streets of New York, right?
Oh, yeah. We're just swimming in pride, man. More pride than we know what to do with. You know, I guess we're proud of our criminals. We're proud of our illegal aliens. We're proud of our shuttered stores. We're proud of our retail vacancy rate, our commercial vacancy rate, and all that other stuff. So, yeah, a lot of pride going on here.
Yeah, and Eric Adams says, well, at least I'm not having some, you know, trans individual bearing their chest in my office.
Well, that's right. You know,
he's got standards.
Why does he do that when Joe Biden's got that going on the White House lawn?
Exactly.
It's really quite something. So we've really gone from, hey, you know, two guys want to get married, fine, go ahead, to some guy with breasts showing them off on the White House lawn. So, you know, as I like to say, how far from the caves we have crawled.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got teacher out in California, award-winning teacher, 2 years, voted the best teacher of the year, right? And he's breaking it down very basically, scientifically, and they fire him because how dare him say what a man and what a woman is, and you know, the chromosomal makeup of said genders that are inarguable. But because one individual thinks that you know a man can get pregnant, somehow that destroys any kind of scientific fact, right?
Well, this is the same party that always says follow the science. We believe in science. We're science based. And, of course, people on the right are, I guess, superstitious people who worship snakes or something like this. You know, pretty much something we've known through science since at least the age of Watson and Crick, who discovered DNA, maybe even before that, that women have two X chromosomes, men have XY chromosomes, and that's pretty much, you know, down at the cellular level, whether you like that or not. But if you bring that up, then I guess you're transphobic, and, you know, you're not even going to get a talking to by the principal. You're just going to get fired and sacked. So
yeah.
This is sort of it's almost like a transgender McCarthyism. You know, the left likes to talk about Joe McCarthy and the blacklist and this sort of
exactly.
thing. Sounds like the same kind of behavior, you know, only, you know, 60, 70 years later.
Well, it's like you said, transgenderism, sadly, is the new homophobia, right? And what really, you could really have all kinds of fun with it is put a MAGA hat on top of it.
Right.
Just saying.
Yep. Just, you know, it used to be, until recently, they got a little boy who maybe is not the most, you know, macho guy on campus, or some girl who's maybe a tomboy, you know, give them time and they'll grow up, and maybe they'll grow up to be straight, maybe they'll turn out to be gay, but you know, the boy will become a man, the woman will become a woman, but that's passé, that's old-fashioned thinking. Now, the little boy, obviously, there's a girl trapped in there, and there's a little boy trying to get out of the tomboy's, you know, female body, and you know, maybe we gotta start pumping up with hormones, and start, you know, cutting their breasts off, and maybe slice that penis off, because, you know, who needs that? And by the way, let's not tell the parents. And if the minor, not the adult, but the minor wants to do this, you know, all the kids got to do is hop on a plane and go to, I think it's Washington State, and I believe Minnesota and other states are jumping on this, becoming transgender sanctuaries, as they call them. And they can get this so-called gender-affirming care, which sounds like a spa treatment, but it is actually removal of genitalia and breasts. It's really child sexual mutilation, and that will be done in those states without the parents' permission, which I find appalling and disgusting, and something bordering on kidnapping and child abuse of the lowest order. But this is now the law of the land in, I believe it's Washington State, and I believe Minnesota and other left-wing states are signing up for this sort of thing.
I think California, I think, is entering into the fray as well, DeRoy.
Close to
even with child custody, if one of the parents doesn't agree, then they'll just take the child away. Forget about visitation or anything like that.
That's right.
I mean,
exactly.
You're right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just, you know, so if you know your 5-year-old boy says, "Well, I'm really a girl," this 4-year-old girl says, "Well, I'm really a boy," and the parent says, "Oh, that's silly. What are you talking about?" Well, somebody can come in and grab the kid. So it's not your kid anymore. The kid now belongs to Gavin Newsom and the people.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, astonishing.
Yeah. Here you are. You know, 12 years old. You can't vote. Can't buy a lottery ticket. Can't get a tattoo without parental consent. Can't buy fireworks. Can't bet on a horse race, by the way. So don't you dare. Okay, no, can't be. No jury duty for you. You can't sue anybody, and you can't change your legal name. But yet you can go change your sex.
Yeah, and have a surgeon carve you up. Yeah, it's pretty astonishing. Absolutely incredible.
Till death do you part. Unbelievable.
Till death do you part. Yeah, this is kind of permanent. You know, when they remove your breasts and your genitalia, you're pretty much, you lose them for life. They don't grow back. I remember when I was about 4 years old, there was a TV show in Los Angeles, where I grew up, called Baby Daphne. And Baby Daphne was a witch who used to fly around all over the place. And I used to watch that show, and I don't remember this terribly well. My parents tell me that they found me in the backyard jumping off the back porch because I could fly. Well, you know. They didn't say, we affirm your ability to fly. Why don't you jump off the roof and see how that goes? My mom and dad said, well,
really?
That's kind of dangerous. Stop jumping off the back porch before you hurt yourself. But yeah, now I guess if I jumped off the roof and they objected, I could, you know, call 911 and have my and be, you know, taken
parents arrested
of Gavin Newsom, not my mother and father any longer.
Well, I'll tell you, let's get on to some more serious issues, because the country is brain bruised, at least half of it anyway, still, over this Department of Justice indictment of one Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it's really horrifying stuff. You know, a lot of people have been talking about the two-track justice system. I think appropriate term for it is the heaven and hell justice system. Heaven for Democrats, hell for Republicans. If you are a Democrat like Hillary Clinton, you can have a do-it-yourself server in your bathroom while you're Secretary of State. You can have something like, I believe the number was around 21,000 confidential, classified, secret or top secret emails on that server.
Yeah.
When a congressional committee inquires about it, wants to get that material, you can have your staff take your BlackBerry and other devices and demolish them with hammers, as if you were starring in a Martin Scorsese mafia picture. Obstruct justice, use obstructed congressional investigation as well. Use bleach bit to make sure that the hard drive has no material on it, and then send the whole thing off to Denver where people will dismantle the thing for you. And no penalty, nothing. She is giving her speeches and traveling around the world having a great time. You can be James Comey and take classified material, give it to your friend at Columbia Law School so that he will pass along the so-called paper of record, get it published, and trigger the special counsel statute, which is exactly what they wanted, which is exactly what happened. No penalty for him. He wrote a book. He's on TV. He gives speeches. He's making a ton of money out in the private sector. You can be the young man who was involved in the lying to the FISA court, presenting false documents to them in order to get the search warrant for Carter Page. He was found guilty of doing that. He got probation, no jail time, no anything. But if you're Donald J. Trump and you're the president of states who has, under the Presidential Records Act, the legal authority to declassify whatever he wants, you may love that law, you may hate that law, but until that law changes, the law says you're the president, you can, you know, basically put the sign of the cross over a pile of boxes and say, declassify you, and boom, that's it. You know, that may be a dumb law, they may be stupid, maybe we got to change that, but that's the law right now. So he has presidential declassification authority. The Secretary of State does not. The FBI director does not. This young gentleman, his name is escaped me at the moment, who worked at the FBI, the 36 or 37-year-old attorney who did this. None of those people have declassification authority. They're skating, and Donald J. Trump is now being indicted and facing federal charges, even though he has the authority to declassify anything he wishes. And Bill Clinton had presidential records he took home with him, no penalty. Obama took presidential records home with him, no penalty.
And supposedly he still has them. He's got, they said, millions of pages of documents. I'm talking about Barack Obama. But why is the media so quiet about that? They can't even say Barack Obama. They can't even attach Barack Obama to any of this nefarious Biden family business stuff. I mean, the guy's the vice president under the president, Barack Obama, and you're going to tell me there's no way? I mean, you got Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, you got John Kerry, you got all this shenanigans and all this pay-to-play going on during Barack Obama's administration, and he's totally skate-free on all this? I'll tell you, we got to go to a quick break. Let's talk more right after this. More from Dee Roy after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers? Most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S., fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market. To discover products from small businesses, including Black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit Amazon.com/support small.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year.
With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, as we were saying just right before the break, I mean, here you had these obvious offenses and things that the mainstream media is not even curious about. It wasn't that long ago. If you barely threw something like this in front of the media, it was like a red cape in front of a bull. But I don't know what's happened, you know, what kind of medication the media is on, because you give them, you know, something like this that could really earn them a legitimate Pulitzer Prize for reporting, and they go unconscious. What's going on?
They're not interested in breaking stories, not interested in the news as such. They are partisan hacks. They're interested in advancing the cause of the Democrat Party and Democrat candidates and Democrat lawmakers and Democrat officials. And if that means that they completely fall asleep at the wheel when you've got wrongdoing on the part of Democrats, that's what they do. And if a Republican steps out of his house with one shoelace untied, that's a massive scandal. You may recall,
yes,
when President Trump was in the White House, there was a big story. This is in the Washington Post, I believe, and everyone got all hot and bothered about this. He had some kind of a dinner, it was a dinner with like 4 or 5, 6 people. And for dessert, everybody got one scoop of ice cream, and he got 2 scoops of ice cream. And this represented megalomania and mass narcissism and insensitivity and avarice, and they asked psychologists what this meant. So they got all you know, twisted up in knots because the President of the United States decided to have 2 scoops of ice cream, and his guests only got 1 each.
Right, exactly.
That was a serious story for a couple of days.
Well, how about the cheeseburger gate? How about the cheeseburger gate, right? He brings in cheese, which I thought was cool. You know, he asked them, he goes, hey, what do you guys want? Well, let's have cheeseburgers. He went and got cheeseburgers,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm,
right? But that's a problem.
They seem to like him. That's right. And if he'd gotten Lobster Thermidor, they'd say, oh, he's just trying to show off how rich he is and make these modest people feel intimidated by his wealth. He brings in hamburgers. Oh, he's serving them junk food. Look, he could have served them a kale salad with sparkling water, and they would have complained about that. There's nothing people on the right can do. There's nothing Republicans ever can do to satisfy the left, no matter what we do. They often sometimes, I remember a number of examples where they said, look, we really wish Trump would do X, Y, Z. And then you do exactly what they said, and then he'd scream and moan about it.
Yeah,
there's nothing
right.
this man can do to keep these people happy, period.
Well, and that's like this whole situation with this indictment, Roy. I mean, here, somehow they find a way, Jack Smith and company, find a way to pierce the iconic religious idea and concept of client attorney privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they have pierced it and found and discovered something. And of course they can't contain themselves. They got to leak it out to the press. And this comes with its own little twist. I mean, you think that whoever, you know, used to work at CNN is now in charge of this because they're rewriting this novel. And they're trying to present it as news, you know, whether it's Donald Trump waving, you know, a top secret piece of paper with arrogance and, you know, and hubris and all that sort of. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the kind of things. And then also what he's got, a worker, this you know, this innocent guy who's there helping him out, that they're putting him through, you know, the Papadopoulos pressure and the Carter Page pressure, and may I say also General Flynn pressure. And what is this guy? This guy's he's a basic helper who's there to help the president, and you're going to put this guy in legal jeopardy and twist him up in knots just so that you can try and, you know, put the thumb screws on him and get him to admit to something? I mean, gosh, this is just absurd.
Well, you know, these are the same people who complain, oh, Donald J. Trump is destroying our democratic norms and our norms are going away, blah, 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 blah. You know, as you say, the idea of attorney-client privilege was right up there with confessing to your priest. You go into the confessional,
yes,
your priest, whatever you want, the priest is going to clam up, and you can't make that priest talk about what he told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you
right.
told him. And now, attorney-client privilege, which is as sacrosanct or close to it, all of a sudden they're bringing in Rudy Giuliani, who's Trump's attorney, and his other attorneys, and making him sing. Whatever happened to attorney-client privilege? This is one of the basic civil rights for which we Americans have been very proud that other places don't have. And since Trump is involved, okay, the hell with that. Throw that overboard. Let's get rid of that norm. And, you know, the second impeachment of Donald J. Trump, well, he was a private citizen. He wasn't president anymore. So let's bring in a private citizen and impeach him. And now it's like, you know, well, let's forget about the Presidential Records Act and the fact that a lot of presidents have classified records after they leave. Let's throw that overboard and bring him in on that basis. And in New York State with the Alvin, or New York City with the Alvin Bragg, on witch hunt and indictment and so forth. You go through the indictment, and every single activity that's in that indictment has lapsed under the statute of limitations. So let's throw the statute of limitations out. So this is the same party. Oh, we believe in norms. Trump is destroying our norms. Who are the people wrecking the norms
exactly.
in these cases? Not Trump. It's the Democrats. And these are some norms that go back hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, the way in which they present it, I just want to scream. I mean, here's this poor guy, Walt Nauta, a name that we're going to become increasingly familiar with. Walt Nauta, this guy's a Navy vet. He's President Trump's, you know, personal aide at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, he's just there helping out the president. And of course, you know, here's PBS. They refer to him as a Navy veteran who fetched Trump's Diet Cokes as his valet at the White House.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't you love this?
Like a dog fetching your slippers. That's cute.
This guy's a former military serviceman, served our country, serving the president, and now he's been reduced to fetching. How dare you?
How dare you
refer to somebody like that? This is PBS. This is why they need to be defunded.
And how elitist, how snotty, how arrogant, how condescending.
Yeah.
Horrible. Just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But, you know, all these narratives, all these things that are being conveniently leaked by by Jack Smith, by Jake Smith, and all this, and
special prosecutor
and
in this case.
Yeah, the special prosecutor, and you know, come on, give, you know, can we believe them? How much have they said in the past that we found out they couldn't believe, whether it was Russian collusion? I mean, time and time again. And here you got him up for 37 counts, pretty much the same way, in a sense, like New York, other than it's a federal issue, and it's cut, copy, paste, that there's no way they're going to be able to adjudicate this before the election.
Well, I'm not sure if it'll come to trial or not, but, I mean, certainly at a minimum what these people are doing is distracting Trump from everything else. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to spend every waking moment on the campaign trail at rallies and fundraisers and shaking hands and events and all that. He's going to have to spend some time every day dealing with his lawyers. So, I mean, at a bare minimum, the man is going to be distracted. But at the same time, what they've done, and I don't know if they've intended this or not, they have just gotten the GOP base to rally around him. He's gone up according in several polls, another 4, 5, 6 points since this indictment went through. I believe the Morning Consult poll, which came out, I think on Monday or I think on Tuesday, has him, I think it's now 59% support among GOP primary voters. Ron DeSantis at 19. He's got 40 points ahead of Ron DeSantis. And a big part of that is that people feel like, well, you know, you're attacking the leader of our party, we're going to rally around him. Even people who are not crazy about Trump are thinking, well, you know, we just can't have this kind of situation, so they're going to support Trump so that he can get in and put an end to this nonsense and flush out these agencies.
Exactly.
Just completely clogged with corrupt, statist, probably Marxist thugs and tyrants, and these people need to be, if they've broken the law, they need to be arrested and prosecuted.
Exactly.
If they haven't done that, but they're engaging in this sort of behavior, they need to be dismissed and given an opportunity to thrive in the private sector.
Are you surprised at the other presidential candidates? They've been rather tight-lipped. Ramaswamy's been the only one, and kudos to him, regarding, you know, taking a stand for the Constitution. I mean, he's running against Donald Trump, but he knows. I mean, he's smart enough to figure out that, hey, it's Donald Trump today. It could be Ron DeSantis tomorrow. It could be Ramaswamy tomorrow or the day after.
After that, and then DeRoy Murdoch the day after.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Just because they come after Trump doesn't mean they're not going to come after the rest of us. And I know Ramaswamy said that if he's elected president, the first day in office is pardon Donald J. Trump for these charges for which he's been indicted. I think the other candidates are in a tough spot because obviously they want to beat him in the primaries, but if they attack him too hard, they're going to have real trouble winning over those people who are supporting him, which is, as I say, 59% of the GOP primary electorate. So they're kind of in a box. You know, they think it might be some advantage to attack him, but if they do so, it could blow up in their faces. So the best thing, I guess, to do is kind of try to stay quiet.
Yeah, well, I guess in one sense, but why not, like Ramaswamy, take a stand for the law and the way it should be? I mean, there's room, I believe, in the lane to be able to do that. And you know, if you want to be relevant, that's how you can be relevant right now, because that's what people are focused on. And what you do is you're relevant on this issue, like Ramaswamy, and then guess what? You got their attention. You got their attention. Now you can lay out your plan, right?
Yeah, that's certainly a good strategy. And look, you can say, look, if you're, let's just say you're DeSantis, or if you're Larry Elder, or if you're Nikki Haley, whoever it might be, look, I disagree with Donald J. Trump. I honor what he did in the previous administration. I want to be president rather than him. But the way he's being treated is unfair. This is supposed to be a country in which we have equal justice under law, which is, as you know, chiseled across the top of the Supreme Court building. That's gone from a hallowed American principle to a punchline. Now it's a cruel taunt, sort of like Cicero saying, Cartago delenda est, you know, Cartago must die. I believe he ended every speech with that statement. That's what that equal justice under law has become. You know, it's not even laughable. It's like a cruel thing you say to people because it's so completely untrue. And that we need to have a system where we go back to that belief and rescue that phrase from a cruel taunt,
exactly,
back to a punchline, and hopefully back to what it should be, which is a hollowed American principle. You can get up and say that and still say, despite all those things, I want to see Donald J. Trump go back to Mar-a-Lago in peace.
Sir Roy Murdoch with some key political advisement for aspiring politicians running for the presidency. He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters...